¿Es posible un otro de té negro, por favor? ¿Cómo estás? Muy bien. Sí, el fin de semana fui a Madrid, pero hay mucha lluvia.
You're not going to get anywhere if you don't say things out loud.
There's no point in learning vocab that you're never going to use. On my Spanish speaking videos, when I go out in public and I speak Spanish, I've been getting so many messages, just like this one, is saying, oh, how do you get over the fear? Like, are you not nervous? Like, how do you get the confidence to just go and speak? Like, how does it just come to your brain? And to be quite honest, sometimes it doesn't. But to prevent things messing up and me stumbling over my words, I practice. It's repetition. For me, repetition and copying what people are saying is the ultimate thing. You have to listen to native speakers. You have to copy them. You have to practice saying things out loud. You're not going to get anywhere if you don't start saying things out loud in Spanish. You may know all of these words in the back of your brain, but if you're not practicing them and you're not saying them out loud, you're not going to get anywhere. So to help with this, I've been using a new app. It's kind of got a format similar to TikTok and video type formats where native speakers or Spanish speakers will be saying kind of different phrases. They go very slow, it's very like simple phrases, and they repeat things a lot, and then they ask you like questions about it, you learn some vocab, things like this. And so with that, I've been then using the vocab, learning it, practicing, and then I'm going into real life situations and using the things that I've practiced. If you're learning Spanish for the total ability to go to Spain and to try and converse a little bit and order some things, there is no point in learning very difficult vocab. Like, you want to be learning these phrases that you can use in day-to-day basis, and that's what I've been doing on this app. Even for an intermediate learner like myself, I'm probably about intermediate, it's so nerve-wracking when you go into situations like this that you just forget like half the things that you should know. How do you say like stupid things like, oh, like, yeah, this tastes nice, this is one I always forget. Like, oh, like when they come over, oh, is everything good? Si bien. You're like, oh, like how can I push my vocabulary? Like, what can I say? Like, oh, it tastes really nice. Like, you need to practice. Repeat them. Say them out loud. You're not going to get anywhere with your pronunciation or your nerves if you're not saying things out loud. And I also just copy their accent. Everyone's like, oh, how do you get a good accent? I just copy them. Like, honestly, I just do. And practice and practice and practice. So come along with me. I'm going to use this new app that I found. I'm going to practice some phrases. I'm going to repeat them and repeat them and repeat them until they're right in my brain, and then I'm going to use them in person. So come with me.
Buenos días. Buenos días. ¿Cómo estás? ¿Cómo estás?
¿Cómo estás? ¿Cómo estás? Hola. Hola.
I love that when you click on the words, you can find out the meaning if you don't know them. And if you do, you can add it to known. And if you don't, then it will test you on the words that you don't know.
Rico. Qué rico. Que te vaya bien.
Una tostada con aceite y jamón. ¡Qué rico! ¡Qué rico!
¡Hasta luego! ¡Hasta luego!
Muchas gracias. Hasta luego.